Part 5. Sample.
Today we are going to talk about the southwestern part of the present-day United States. In the southwestern part of the United States, the Hopis and Zunis adapted to an extremely difficult environment. Because there were few large game animals in this area, they had to grow their food using the little rain that fell in this desert land. They used irrigation to solve their problem, digging long ditches to bring water from springs and mountain streams to their fields. These Native Americans lived in multi-storied houses made of adobe, or sun-dried bricks. The Spanish explorers called these people pueblos because their villages reminded the Spaniards of their villages back home. In Spanish, pueblo means both village and people. The houses were built either as cliffside apartment houses or as villages on top of flat-topped mountains called mesas. The pueblos chose such remote sites for their homes because they were easy to defend. Another people of the southwestern desert developed an entirely different way of life. Instead of living in villages and farming large fields, the Navajos split up into family groups and spread out in the desert, living far from one another in round houses called hogans. This pattern of small, scattered groups enabled the Navajos to survive on the scarce game of the desert without overhunting the wildlife. The Navajos were, and still are, skilled artisans. They were the best weavers in North America and used cotton and wool for their magnificent fabrics. For the unique Navajo art of sand painting, artists devote hours to creating brilliantly executed designs, using different colored sands, although wind destroys the design by nightfall. To the Navajos, the brief experience of beauty is enough to justify long, hard labor.